بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. Inshallah, today we will learn a very important topic, which is important for every Muslim to learn. That topic is human rights in Islam. At the beginning, we must know that since Allah is the absolute and the sole master of men and the universe, and since he has given each man human dignity and honor and pressed into him of his own spirit, it follows that men are essentially the same. In fact, the only differences between them are such artificial ones as nationality, color, or race. Thus, all human beings are equal and form one universal community that is united in the submission and obedience to God. And at the center of this universal brotherhood is the Islamic confession of the oneness of Allah, that by extension includes the oneness and brotherhood of humanity. An Islamic state may be established anywhere. While the state is geographically limited, the human rights granted to humanity by Allah are not. The Quran states that these are universal and fundamental, and that all individuals are to enjoy and observe these rights under all circumstances. As Allah said in Surah number 5, verse number 8, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا أعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believers, be steadfast in your devotion to Allah and bear witness. Don't let hatred of others lead you away from justice, but adhere to justice, for that is closer to awareness of Allah. Be mindful of Allah. Allah is well aware of all that you do. Human blood is sacred in any case and can't be spilled without justification. Violating this rule is equivalent to killing all the humanity. Also, it is not permissible to oppress women, children, old people, the sick or the wounded. Women, honor and chastity are to be respected under all circumstances. The hungry must be fed, the naked clothed, and the wounded or diseased given medical treatment, regardless of their pro- or anti-Muslim activities. In Islam, human rights are granted by Allah, not by kings, and therefore they can never be taken away. Actually, we will recite now from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 16, verse number 90, to learn that justice is the basic fundamental regarding the human rights in Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 16, verse number 90. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Allah commands justice, doing good and generosity towards relatives, and he forbids what is shameful, blameworthy and oppressive. He teaches you so that you may take heed. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, established the very first Islamic society, which eliminated the spiritual and social problems in Medina. Freedom of religion was instituted in Medina. Women were honored and respected as equals. Racial discrimination was practically eliminated. Tribal warfare was replaced with united tide of brotherhood. Usury and alcohol were completely forbidden. Now, inshallah, we will learn in details about the human rights in Islam. But before learning about the human rights in Islam, it is important to distinguish the divinely prescribed rights of Islam from the potential misinterpretation and misapplication by imperfect human beings. Let us now start to learn about the human rights in Islam in details. Human rights in Islam stem from two fundamental principles, dignity and equality. Dignity is a fundamental right of every human being by virtue of his or her humanity. As Allah said in the Holy Quran in Surah number 17, verse number 70, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. We have honored the children of Adam and carried them by land and sea. We have provided good sustenance for them and favored them especially above many of those we have created. Also, Allah the Almighty said in the Holy Quran in Surah number 49, verse number 13, يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. Regarding equality, Allah clearly declares that in His sight the only distinguishing factors between humans are righteousness and piety. Allah said, people, we created all from a single man and a single woman and made you into races and tribes so that you should recognize one another. In Allah's eyes, the most honored of you are the ones most mindful of Him. Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Actually, it is Allah's wisdom that is behind the diversity of humanity into races. Therefore, racial superiority and discrimination is prohibited in Islam. This concept actually was mentioned in the final sermon of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, who proclaimed, no Arab has any superiority over a non-Arab, nor does a non-Arab have any superiority over an Arab, nor does a white man may have any superiority over a black man, or the black man has any superiority over the white man. You are all the children of Adam, and Adam was created from clay. The second human right in Islam is the birthrights of life and security. In Islam, life is a sacred trust from Allah and the most basic right of a human being. No human is permitted to take the life of another. As Allah mentioned in Surah number 17, verse number 33, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق nor take life which Allah has made sacred except for just cause. Also Allah said in Surah number 5, verse number 32, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah said, if anyone kills a person unless in retribution for murder or spreading corruption in the land, it is as if he kills all mankind. While if any saves a life, it is as if he saves the lives of all mankind. Not only do human beings have the right not to be harmed in Islam, they have the right to be safeguarded from harm, physical or otherwise. We must know also that one of the rights of human in Islam is the freedom of belief. Contrary to popular misconceptions, an Islamic republic is obligated to not only permit but respect diversity. Thus, non-Muslims within an Islamic territory are allowed to worship in accordance with their religion. There are many examples of this historically. While Spain was under Muslim rule, the city of Cordova was considered the intellectual center of Europe, where students went to study philosophy, science and medicine under Muslim, Jewish and Christian scholars. This rich and sophisticated society took a tolerant view towards all faiths. Also, the right to a basic standard of life is one of the rights of human in Islam. A basic standard of life includes the minimum essentials necessary for survival, such as food, clothing, shelter, and medical attention. Anyone deprived of these rights is entitled to receive aid in order to meet their needs. It is the duty of every Muslim with adequate means to give from their wealth in order to eradicate poverty from the society. Also, the Islamic State is also obligated to spend from its treasury to support the poor. The right to justice. Islam requires that Muslim possess a bright character and deal justly with the entire human race, irrespective of their nationality or creed. As Allah said in Surah number 5, verse number 8, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal-lazina amanu, Kunu qawwameen lillah, كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. You who believe, be steadfast in your devotion to Allah and bear witness. Don't let hatred of others lead you away from justice, but adhere to justice, for that is closer to awareness of Allah. Be mindful of Allah. Allah is well aware of all that you do. Now we will learn about the women's rights in Islam. Under the laws of Islam, women have the right to own property and businesses, engage in financial transactions, vote, receive inheritance, obtain an education, and participate in legal and political affairs. The fact that some Muslim societies don't always accord women all these rights is an example of how human beings can fall short of fully implementing the divine will. We will recite now from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 16, from Surah An-Nahl, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. In Surah number 16, verse number 97, Allah the Almighty said, whoever does a righteous deed, whether a male or female, while he is a true believer, will be granted a good life and will be rewarded according to the best of his deeds. So this is actually a proof that in Islam, both men and women are equal in the sight of Allah and are equal regarding Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, regarding the reward from Allah the Almighty. So, in its dignity and equality, security, freedom of belief, the right to basic a standard of life, and the right to justice are all part of the human rights in Islam. Also, we must know that Muslims are taught by the Holy Quran to build their relations with others on kindness, while the minimal obligation which should be strictly observed is justice. They should always have in mind that if they follow guidance, their behavior may turn an enemy into a close friend, as Allah mentioned in Surah number 60, verse number 7. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. عَصَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَاللَّهُ قَدِيرٌ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Yet Allah may develop affection between you and those of them you felt were enemies. For Allah is all-powerful, much forgiving and most gracious. Also Allah said in Surah number 41, verse number 34 and 35, Allah sent a message that when you treat people with kindness, you can actually turn them from being enemies to you to become close friends to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ ادْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٌ. But good and evil can't be equal. Rebel, therefore, evil with what is better. And so, between yourself and one with whom there was enmity, it may then become as though she or he had always been a close friend. Yet to achieve this is not given to any but those who are patient and enjoy self-control. It is not given to any but those who have the greatest good fortune. So actually, sisters, Islam is the religion which is teaching us always to have the kindness with everyone, even with those whom they don't like us, whom they don't feel actually good feelings towards us. Still, Islam is the religion which is teaching us to treat people with kindness, because kindness is a medicine which can change the hearts, which can change the feelings. This is the rules of Islam regarding treating other people. Actually, Islam secures the human rights even for those who may violate the human rights of others. Since two wrongs don't make one right, a violation should be stopped immediately, but the rights of the violator as a human being should be secured. Islamic law aims to find the crime in its origin, not just to inflict punishment. In Islam, law enforced in order to prevent the sources of violation and transgression without social justice and public education for all. It is required that every possible effort be made to educate and rehabilitate an offender, not to destroy him or her. And finally, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, states that a mistaken decision giving a guilty person is better than a mistaken decision of punishment, of punishing an innocent one. So actually, sir, it is the individual, social and universal responsibilities of Muslims according to their faith to protect human merits and virtues of all the children of Adam, whatever their differences may be. Defending the human rights of any human being is a religious duty for a Muslim who believes that any oppression is an obstruction of Allah's will and the plan in His creation. Moreover, a Muslim believes that Allah has created all mankind equal as human beings, and no one can claim superiority in this respect, whatever his or her family, wealth, or gender. As Allah said in the Holy Quran, in Surah number 4, verse number 1. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O humanity, be conscious of your Lord, who has created you out of one living entity, and out of it created its mate, and out of the two spread abroad a multitude of men and women, and remain conscious of Allah, in whose name you demand your rights from one another, and before Him you will be accountable, and of these ties of kinship. Verily, Allah is ever watchful over you. Also, Allah mentioned in Surah number 49, verse number 13, the same message which I mentioned before. O humanity, behold, we have created you all out of a male and a female, and have created you into nations and tribes, so that you might come to know one another. Verily, the best of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most deeply conscious of Allah. Behold, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. So actually, the believing in Allah, the even one God in Islam, is the belief in the equality of all human beings. Since those who believe in one God believe that all human beings are created by the one Creator, thus deeply rooted in the consciousness of believers is the duty to maintain human rights and to practice equality. In the process, any discrimination against any individual or group about their basic rights as members of humanity is a challenge to the faith of believers, since for any human to claim superiority based on origin or power is contradictory to the belief in the one supreme being, Allah the Almighty. So actually, sisters, it is very clear from the topic of the human rights in Islam that Islam is the religion of peace. Islam is the religion of kindness. Islam is the religion which is aiming that all the human beings will live together in peace. Everyone will feel that he is the brother of the sister of all the humans on the earth. Everyone will try to spread peace and good relations with everyone around him. So it is the duty of every Muslim who is trying to prove that he is a true believer in the oneness of Allah, it is his duty or her duty to show to everyone around her or around him the reality of the human rights of Islam by treating every human being irrespective of his color or race or nationality or religion, to treat him or her in the best way, with the best manners, so that we prove that Islam is the religion of peace. Islam is the religion which is giving to every human right, to every human being his rights of dignity, his right of security, his right of belief, and his right to justice. We pray to Allah that all the Muslims will learn about the human rights of Islam and they will practice it with regarding themselves and regarding all around us, so that inshallah we will be always the role models of Islam, the religion of peace and kindness. And let us make the dua inshallah.